For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. The Missouri House of Representatives gave first approval to a bill that would prohibit the use of seclusion and restraint practices as punishment for students. House Bill 387 passed with overwhelmingly bipartisan support. As Fernando Naro reports, students could still be subject to seclusion and restraint techniques if they are considered to be a danger to themselves or others.
The bill not only targets when students can be subject to seclusion and restraint techniques, but it also requires schools to provide parental notification when they implement them. The proposed legislation was introduced by Representative Dottie Bailey.
Parents wouldn't know if their kiddo was being thrown in one of these boxes, and you imagine a nonverbal kid going into a box for several hours every day and not being able to tell their parents. Can you imagine the horror that the parents would have?
Bailey says the bill would also direct all incidents to be reported to the state's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education data system and be publicly available. Similar legislation was first introduced last year, motivated by complaints from parents. For the Missouri News Network in Jefferson City, I'm Fernando Narro.
Kansas City police officials approved policies governing officers' response to public demonstrations and the use of body cameras. The city's Board of Police Commissioners on Tuesday approved a policy that limits the use of less lethal munitions such as tear gas and other tactics to break up unruly protests. With warming weather and plateauing COVID-19 cases, restrictions are loosening. That's according to the Columbia Missourian. Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services Director Stephanie Browning released a statement on Monday that lifted COVID-19 safety restrictions on many, but not all, large group activities, with social distancing and face masks still being required. Just a few of the changes taking effect at noon today include: occupancy limits for large gatherings or events held at businesses and entertainment venues have been removed. The limit on group sizes at bars, restaurants, and entertainment venues have been removed. The limit for entertainment facilities and arcades for children are removed. Businesses are encouraged but not required to limit occupancy. Public gatherings of more than 250 people need to submit an operational plan for approval, and social distancing and face masks are still required. And all employees who are unable to be vaccinated and are able to work from home are encouraged to continue working from home to the greatest extent possible. More vaccine appointments will also be available in the city. The health department will make 150 appointments available for people living and working in Boone County who fall under Tier 3 or above in the vaccination plan, according to the Columbia Missourian. Appointments will run from Thursday through Saturday. MU Healthcare will also run 2 vaccination events in early April, and registration for these events will open tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.